If you run Lamed Dalet, I'm going to Aleph at the bottom. Rabba Omar, going back now to explain the difference, why in our Mishnah it says you get pay a knas, in the Mishnah Makos it says you get Malkos, and we know that Ein Loka Mishalim, and so far the Gemara gave various answers, and the Gemara said that it's Remeir, and Remeir holds that first of all I want to say it's talking where you shechted or whatever the cases from before through somebody else and you weren't chayiv misa, and Reb Meir holds that chayiv misa you're also chayiv, not only chayiv malchus. Rabba Omer la'olam b'toveach al yedei atzmo. It's talking where you yourself shechted it and still you're chayiv dalad dehei, according to Reb Meir. Reb Meir loko mishalim islei mesu mishalim leslei. Normally, Reb Meir would hold that you get Malkus and pay, but you don't get Misa and pay. Because the question was, if Reb Meir holds that you don't get Misa and pay, that you get Misa and pay also, then why does the Mishnah say that Bito, you don't pay a Knas? Even though you're Chayiv Misa, according to Reb Meir, you should have to pay a Knas too, just as much as you get Malkus and have to pay a Knas. So Rabba holds no. Reb Meir holds loka mashali, that malchus and mammon you do pay, but misa and mammon you don't pay. There he does hold of kimle the rab mine. Over here he says that toveyach umocher b'shabes, which is chayiv misa, right? You don't pay. You do pay. Shani honi dechidishu. Shechidsha Torah b'knas, the afalgav the mikdal mishalim. These are the exceptions. The case of dalad v'hei is an exception because of knas, and since knas is a chiddush, paying extra more than you would have had to pay, so the chiddush includes that you're chayiv to pay even if you're chayiv misa. But in situations not of knas, there a mayor holds that ein misa and tashlumin. And therefore, our Mishnah wouldn't be difficult, except we'll see it on the surface it is, because our Mishnah is talking where what's it called is not the exception. Where it's not the exception, Reb Meir holds that Misa and Mammon you don't pay, you get Misa, and therefore our Mishnah says that Bito you don't pay a Knas for, because there is a Chiyuv Misa. But Koresh, which is only a Chiyuv Malkus, there Reb Meir holds Loke Umeshalim. And therefore the Mishnah says in Makos that you get Malkus for Achosa. Okay, the only problem is that our case is Knas also. Right, so if he holds by Knas, that's an exception. Why doesn't he hold that in our Mishnah too? That the Gemara is going to discuss later, not today. Okay, Rashi, Reb Meir bi'alma b'tashlumei mamon. This is Rashi before. Rabba. Garcina Bikulo. All these, it's Rabba. The Teda, the Omer Le Kamon, Omer Le Rapapa Labaya. Right? The Rabba, the Omer Chidishu. Later on, the Gemara is going to ask on this, that according to Rabba, that Reb Meir holds only by Chidish, by Knas, that Meis Umeshalim. Right? Then Isa, the Rava Garcinan, if it would be Rava, not Rabba, Ha Rapapa Talmido Shal Rava Hoya. Kidomer Lakamon, Rapapa was a Talmud of Rava. Omerle Rapapa the Rava, Hai Makar. Maishno the Shavki the Rava of Lo Shaile, right? Litruce Shmaise Vishaila Baya. If it's Rava, then why didn't Rapapa ask his Rebbe Rava directly and not ask Abai? Right? Ella Rabba Garcina was Rabba, and he was asking Abaya what Rabba said. He never saw Rabba. Rapapa Lahoya Biyomov. Rapapa didn't live in the time of Rabba. The Shayel Abaya Shoy Talmidah Shor Rabba. He was asking Abaya, who happened to be a Talmud of Rabba. But if it was Rabba, he should have asked Rabba directly. Rabba Omer La'olam B'Toveach B'Atzmo. Reb Meir B'Alma B'Tashlumei Mammon Lesley Meisim B'Shalim. Normally, Reb Meir agrees that Ein Misa and Tashlumim Kimle V'Darab Minei. And therefore, our mission is not difficult. Bito, which is Chayiv Misa, you're potter from Knas. Achosa, which is Chayiv Malkus, you are Chayiv in the Knas. The Hocha Tashlumi Arbo V'Chamisha Knasim. But Arba v'Chamisha is an exception. There, Rav Meir holds Mesu Meshalem because it's a Knas. The Chol Mishpat Knas Chiddushu. The whole idea of a Knas is a Chiddush. Hilkach Afagav the Mikdol Nami Lo Miftamine. Even though you're getting killed, there's no Kimla v'Dirabmini by a Knas. Okay, and like we said, L'Kamon Porich L'Rabba Libud Rav Meir Kashya Bito. The Masnisa Nami Knasu V'Kapotele Abito. And later we're going to ask, our mission is also difficult, because our mission is also a Knas. So why does Rav Meir hold in our mission that you potter from Knas? The Azla Rabba Latame, Rabba said the same idea somewhere else. Doma Rabba, Chayagidi Gonuvlo, Utof Tov Choba Shabbos, Chayiv. Shekvarn Schayiv, Bigneva, Kodim Shiyovli De Isser Shabbos. Person stole a Gedi before Shabbos, and he shechted it on Shabbos. So he's Chayiv. Right? He's Chayiv Dal Vehe. Shekvarn Schayiv, Bigneva, Kodim Shiyovli De Isser Shabbos. The main Karen, he was Chayiv from before Shabbos. Now it's only the Knas that he's being Mosif on Shabbos. And Rabbah holds that Knas, you don't get Potter from Kimle B'd Rab Mine. So even though he's Chayiv Misa for being Mechal Shabbos, he's going to have to pay the Knas of Dalet Vehe. Gona V'Tolach B'Shabbos, but if the entire Geneva took place on Shabbos, and the Geneva and the Chil Shabbos came at the same time, he was dragging it out from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, and at the same moment that he was Koneid as for Geneva, he was chayiv for Shabbos, then potter, because then she'ein geneva, she'im ein geneva, ein tvicha, ein mechira. Because here you only pay dalad v'hei if you're chayiv to pay the original. Then you pay four times the original. But if you're potter on the original, then there's no dalad v'hei either. So the Torah didn't say gimel the, what's so gimel the dalad v'hei. So that has to include the keren also. And here you potter on the keren. The keren's not knas. The keren is mamon. And there the regular dinim of Kim Levi Lerabne would apply. So since you stole and were Mechal Shabbos at the same time, you wouldn't be Chayiv for the original amount. So you're not Chayiv on the Knas either, because the Knas is an addition to the original amount and not where you don't pay the original amount. So therefore you see from here that Rabba holds where purely it's an Indian of Knas that there's no Kim Levi Lerabne name. The Omar Rabba, another case, Hoyagidi Gonovlo, Utvacho Bimachteris, similar case. You had a Gdi that you stole earlier, and then you shechted it Bimachteris. Machteris, the person could kill you if he catches you. Right? Because, what's it called? We're afraid that if he wouldn't be allowed to kill you, you would kill him. So, Abola Horgucho Hashtim, Abob Machteris, therefore, is Chayiv Misa, basically. He's in a matzah where he's Chayiv Misa. Then Chayiv, he's Chayiv. Why? Shekvar Nischayiv Bigneva Kodem Shiyovali De Yisro Machteres. Since he stole it before the Machteres, so he was Chayiv for the Keren. Now he shechted it with Machteres, so he's Chayiv Misa at the same time that he's Chayiv Knas. So you pay the Knas even though you're Chayiv Misa, like Rabba said, because Rav Meir holds Kim Leva the Rabmi doesn't apply to pure Knas. But Gona v'Tovach Machteres, if the whole Geneva and Tvicha took place in a Machteres, so then we'd be potter for the Karen, that's not Knas. And Karen, you do say, Kim Leva the Rab Mine. So since you don't pay the Karen, you don't pay the Knas either. Because the Knas would be two or three times, not three or four times. Potter, Shemain Geneva, ain't Tvicha, vein Mechira. Utsricha, need both cases. Case of Shabbos, where Kim Leva the Rab Mine either potters you from the Karen and the Mela the Knas also, or if you already were Chayiv in the Karen, then you're Chayiv in the Knas even though Kim Leva the Rab Mine, both for Shabbos and Machteres. Di Ashmin and Shabbos Mishum Di Surah Yisur Olam. By Shabbos, I would think that's where you say Kim Leva the Rab Mine, because that's an Isur Olam. That's something that's Asur all the time. Ava Machteres, the Isur Shahu, Machteres is only for that moment. As soon as you're out of the Machteres, you're not Chayiv Misa anymore. Shabbos, once you're Chayiv Misa, you're Chayiv Misa forever, till you get the death penalty. Hey, Malo, I might think that's not enough to pater you, Kim Leba the Rab Mine. The Iashmina Machteres, Mishun the Machtar, to Zui Asroso. And if we'd only tell me the case of Machteres, I'd say that's where you pay a Knas, even though it's Kim Leba the Rab Mine. What's it called? Because that's where, what's it called? You're pater Mishun Kim Leba the Rab Mine. Because the machteris doesn't need hasra, so it's very chomer, right? Avos Shabbos to boy hasra, for Shabbos to be chayiv misa, you have to have hasra. So therefore, maybe it's not such a chomer thing. So it doesn't part to you from tashlumim. Emolo tzricha. That's why you need Rabbi had to tell me both cases. Rashi. Hayigdi ganuv. Ganav gdi b'chol. He stole the gdi on the weekday. The nishchayev akeren. At that moment, he was chayev to pay back the gdi one time. The tovcha b'shabbos, and on Shabbos he was toveach. Now he added another. What's it called? Two times. Okay? They should be chayev, well, another three times, right? The lo asi alei chiyuv demamon be isur Shabbos ele chiyuv knas. The only thing that was added on Shabbos was the knas. The original mamon your chayev, even without, what's it called? There's no chiyuv Shabbos together with the original mamon. Then chayev, dalad vehei, chayev dalad vehei. The knas chidishu. Because since we're only talking about paying the knas, the chiyuv misa doesn't pop you from the knas. The rabbi sphere like Reb Meir, rabbi holds like Reb Meir, and he also holds that what's it called, that Reb Meir holds that kim leva the rabbi, and it doesn't apply to a knas, only applies to mama. Gone of a tovavish, but if he did the whole geneva and tvicha on Shabbos, so even the original amount came into conflict with Shabbos. The chiyuv mama de keren also levis or Shabbos potter. The kaimelon ainim makes mashalim. When it comes to the keren, that's not a knas. So kim leva the rabbin they patters you from paying the keren. The kivin da keren lo mechayiv knas nomi lo mashalim. The tashlum e dalid vehei omarachmana velo tashlum e shlosha viarboa. If you're not going to pay the keren, then you're never going to get dalid vehei. You're going to get gimel and dalid, and that can't be. So if wherever you're patter from the keren, you're patter from the knas too. Not because of the chiyuv misa. The chiyuv misa patters you from the keren. Memela, since there's no keren, there's no knas. The lo sphere alon karebi nosan, the omer nosias atzmo, machai nosias atzmo, inomi bekofos. It's talking over here, where, what's it called, where, you were carrying the animal, right? Lechora carrying an animal is not chai, because chai nosias atzmo. So either Rashi says it doesn't hold like that, or it's talking where the animal is tied up and you don't say chai nosias atzmo. Okay. Otherwise you wouldn't be chai on Shabbos for carrying a live animal. Shim ein geneva, kolomer shim yachar shapotar al kerem, mishum misa ein tvicho ve ein mechira, ein mechuyiv knas, ki depi rashti, de tashlumi arba ve chamisha ksi velo tashlumi shloshav arba. Wherever you're going to be potter from the keren, you're not going to pay the knas either. Okay, machteres, she chos arbayis volzio. You snuck into somebody's house and took out the gedi. Utovach bimachteres, and you shechted it bimachteres, atzmo, he shait the bark tolahi. At that moment, you're chayiv misa, because anybody could kill you. I havi hashkachino balabayis to see they lodom. If the balabayis or anybody else finds him, we can kill him. Okay, mishum di. So the Mar says, if I only had the case of Shabbos, I would say that's where you say kim lebe the rab mine, because it's Isser Shabbos and Isser Olam. Kos man shiidu lof shechil Shabbos, yamisu based it. Whenever there will be made that he's Mechal Shabbos, so Michayev Misa's based in. The Chiyuv is forever. It doesn't stop. Once you were Mechal Shabbos, the Chiyuv remains forever. Hilka Chamira Misa Dila Lepotra Mimomim. The Issa Shabbat, and Mabom Machteres, you're only Chayev Misa at the moment you're in the Machteres. As soon as you go out of the Machteres, you're not Chayev anymore. Ilo Mashkach Leahi Shaita Sulo Mikdol. If the Baal Bais doesn't get you at that moment, he can't kill you. So therefore, the chiyuv is only a temporary chiyuv. Okay. Hoysa pora sheulalo. Omer Papa. Hoysa pora genuvalo. You had a pora that you stole on the weekday. The tovcha b'Shabbos, and you were toveyach it on Shabbos. Chayiv, just like with Meir, there's no kimle with the rab minek. It's only the knas that you would be chayiv on Shabbos, and you're chayiv for the knas even b'makom misa. Shekvar nischayev b'gneiva kodim shiovid deyisur Shabbos. The Karen you were chayev because you did it before Shabbos, and now the knas you're not potter from because of kimle b'the rabminei. Hoysa pora sheulalo the tovcha b'Shabbos. If the pora was loaned, you didn't steal it. You stole it by being toveyach it on Shabbos. So the stealing and the chiyuv Shabbos came at the same time. So even the Karen comes in conflict with Shabbos potter. Then you're potter. Omer le'ravacha b'rei du rova le'ravashi rapapa paros. It's the exact same case as Rabbah. except Rabbi said it by a Gedi, and he said it by a Para. So you can't tell me the same halacha applies to a Para as a Gedi. Obviously, that's not, there's no Chiddush. Amarle Rapapa Sheula Sashmir. No, he came to tell me the case of Sheula. That if you borrowed it first, right, that that's not considered that the Geneva came before. Why? Solka Daitechamina, Hoyva Omra Papa, Mishas Meshicho Dishaivzamaseha. From the time you were Moshech the She'ela, you took it to your house to borrow, you're chayiv already to feed the animal. So I might think you're chayiv already from the own sim from that moment. And therefore when you shechted it, you're not chayiv for that moment for the Geneva, you're chayiv retroactively from when you were Moshech it Erev Shabbos. So the Karen you'll be chayiv, Memeli you'll be chayiv the Knas too. Kamash Mullah know that the Chiyuv Onsim only comes at the time that the Onus happened, not from before. And therefore, soon as you shechted it, you're chayiv in the Geneva. And that was Shabbos, and therefore you potter because of Kimle the Rab Mine. Hochanami Mishash Shaili Ischayiv Onso. Kamash Mullah, you don't say that. That the Chiyuv comes from the time of the Onsim, not from the time of the original Shaila. Rashi. Haisa Para Sheula Lo Tavcha Bishabis Potter. That he shaita the Kotovach Lo Gozole Mimora. U Misa Umaman Boyin Kechot. Right? Because at the moment that you shechted it, you hadn't stolen it yet. You stole it by shechting it. The Lo Garcin and Shim Ein Geneva Ein Tvicha Ein Mechira. The Gabishoa Lo Shayach Lo Kefo Velo Arbo Vechamisha. Shari Chai Bekeren Lo Olam Afilu Toin Tainis Ganem. Then knas ela obeganav obeshomer chinam apolterasum betoin tainis ganav shomer nignav. Over here, the chiyuv is not because of geneva. The chiyuv is because you were posheya in your shaila and you have to pay back, right? But the ma'isa, the chiyuv mammon is going to be obliterated because of the chiyuv Shabbos. But if the chiyuv mammon came before Shabbos, then you chayiv to pay. Moses says, "Poro aslashmina bitmi or malamadu mimena shalolamadu migdi." The Kama Rabba. What's the chiddush over here? Except the same case, except it's talking about a poro. Sheula aslashmina the tovea b'shabbes potter. That even where the animal was borrowed, then if you shechted on Shabbos, you potter because the shechting is when your the chiyuv moment comes, not retroactively from the time that you borrowed it, which was erev Shabbos. Sokadait chamina hoel va'omer a papa ba'sochres apoalim. That you're for the chayiv and mizonos of the behemah from the time you were moshechit, so I might think that the chiyuv onsim also starts from the time of shicha retroactively. Kamash malon not. Hachanami neima mishas she'ela ram yolei chiyuv keren. The chitovcha b'shabbos the chayiv. I might think that you're chayiv retroactively from erev Shabbos, and therefore you should have to pay. Kamash malon kiven the chol kama di isa hadra be'ena. As long as it's nothing happened to it, you can return it. Ha'hi shaita the katonach la kagozale. It's at the moment that he shechted it, that he stole it, or is posheya in it, and now has to pay. So the payment, the chiyuv of the payment, comes at the time of the tzvicha, and that was on Shabbos, therefore you potter. Omar Rava, he niach lem aviyim pora sheula. Person died and left a para that he had borrowed for 30 days, and he died in the 15th day. So mishtamshim ba kol yemei sheila. So they can, the heirs can use it for the next 15 days. They yarshin the schus that the father had in that behema, and since he rented it for 30 days, they can use it for the remainder of the 30 days. Meisa ain't chayav ba'onsa. But if it died, they're not chayav. They were never mishabed themselves. They never were mishabed themselves for onsin. So therefore, they don't have to pay. If an onus happens, they're not chayav to pay. They're not the shomri. If they thought it was their father's animal, the tovchu v'yachlu, and they shechted it and ate it, thinking it was their father's, and then they found out it was a borrowed animal. Mishalman demei boser bazal, same thing, they don't have to pay the entire thing, because they were never chayiv. They made a mistake, so they have to pay only two-thirds of the value of the meat. They pay for what they were nehene, not what they were mazik. However, if the father left over land, then they have to pay from the land, because the land was nishtabed. So the shayla is what ikadamasna reisha. Some learn this on the reisha, that when do we say that that they, if it dies, they don't have to pay if there's no land? But if there's land, then the land was already chayiv from before. From the time that the father was moshechid, he already, his nechosim were meshubid in case any onsim would happen. So retroactively, the chiyuv comes from the, on the father's property from before. Right? So then, what's it called? That's the ratio. So, ikedemasa ratio, the ikedemasa seifa. Some say, no, it's not going to be the seifa. In the ratio, if it died by itself, they wouldn't have to pay even if there's land. It's only in the seifa where they actually shechted it and ate it that if the father left land, then they have to pay from the land the full value of the animal, not just how much the meat is worth, which is two-thirds of that value. So, mandamasni la aresha kolshkin aseifa. If in the case where it died by itself, if there's land, you have to pay for it. Kolshkin, that you have to pay the full value if you shechted it. Upliga de rapapa. And there it would be that the chiyuv is retroactive from the time you made the shaila. So the father's nechosim were meshubid before he died. So you have to pay from the land. And that's not like rapapa, that the chiyuv she'ela doesn't start till the onus, not from the time of the meshicha. The one who says it goes on the seifa is only if you mama shechted it, then you're chayiv to pay, right? Because you should have checked to find out if it's your father's animal or not, right? Then you're chayiv to pay. But if it died by itself, there's no shibud even on the nechosim of the father, because the chiyuv only starts from the time that it died, not from the time that he made the original shaila. And therefore it would only be, and then it would be like rapapa, that the chiyuv doesn't start retroactively, only from the time of the onus and on. Rashi. They could use it for the remainder of the time that the father borrowed it for. They never were shoel. They never were chayiv themselves for onsim. They have the benefits that the father had, but they don't have the chiyuvim. The six donkey in a zuz, you have four of the six, which is two-thirds. Two-thirds of the value you have to pay. Hoch yamrim perek mishemes. The ha'or yachzir lebailim, and the high goes back to the bailim. Achrayis nechosim karkosim. He left over land, so the land was meshubit. Ika demasni aresha. Lahai hiniach lohem avin achrayis nechosim chayovim leshalim. V'amirin dechayovim ba'onsin. Dishtabit nechosim davuin mechayim mishashayla. According to that, the one who says it goes on the ratio, the father's property was already leaned from the time that he borrowed it. Because that's when the chiyuv starts. So memela, they have to pay from the land. That's not like rapapa. Kolshkin ha-sefer, shiktofu, and surely that replied to the sefer when they actually shechted it. Upliga the rapapa, da'omer le'ela, he shaited the matula onsin hu da'osi chiyuv alei. V'lo misha shaila. That argues our rapapa, who says the chiyuv doesn't go retroactively from the time of the shaila, but only from the time of the onsin. The ika the masni ha-sefer, they should have been more careful and found out whose animal it was. So if they shechted it, we're going to be harsh with them and make them pay for the whole thing if they have karka of the fathers to pay from. But in the case of the ratio, even that, well, they wouldn't have to pay. In Mesa, if it died by itself, we don't say that the property was lien from the time that he borrowed it in case an onus would happen, and therefore the chiyuv is retroactive. And that's like rapapa. Domer le'el lo amrina mishas shayla romu alei tashlumim ela mishas onsin ve'elech v'hishayt l'shoel l'chayiv. At that moment there's no shoel over here, and the property wasn't lien, and therefore they wouldn't have to pay. It's what's it, a geneva? It's a shogig.
Yeah, but why is geneva the shogig, not geneva?
Why? They never intended to steal it.
Why do you have that?
Well, the charek is, otherwise you didn't make a kinyan geneva. There's no kinyan gazela. You're a mazik of the shore, so you pay for a mazik what you benefited.
What's breaking through a window is a bacteris.
That means that you snuck in, you sneaked in. If you came in the goblin.
Because the world's not knowing that. If you break in and the owner defends himself, he kills the guy. The terror is one thing.
The world understands that if somebody invades your property, he knows that you're going to defend your property and he's ready to kill you.
With somebody in Lakewood, apparently he heard some noise in his hall. In the hall, he went out and just last week, I think it was. He went out in the hall and realized it wasn't his kids. Somebody was breaking in. He went to his safe in his bedroom, took a gun out, went outside, saw the guy breaking in, with a laser pointed right at its head. You move, I shoot.